y'all. This is Madeline Victoria, and you're listening to Power Rock Podcast with host Jim Madonna. Crank it up, y'all.
Hey, everyone. Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I'd like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream. And today, friends, I have to say, I have a very special guest on the line, country recording artist, Madeline Victoria. Madeline, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, Madeline, you know, I tell you, for me, this truly is an honor. You know, I was on Facebook and I was scrolling through the news feed, and I had seen that your manager, my friend, Michael Stover of MTS, put like this voting thing for you, and he put some music up there and I says, gosh, that girl is amazing. And I contacted Michael, and Mike's such a great guy, and asked him if, you know, we could set this interview up. You agreed, and I humbly thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. I appreciate you having me, and thank you for your kind words. That was awesome.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, I'm going to go ahead and just kind of slow, you know, just set the stage here. So you were born and raised in Texas. You did your first public performance when you were 5 years old. Why don't you go ahead and get from there for a little bit?
Yes, yes. Like you said, I was only about 5 years old when I did my first big performance, a little pageant, a little Christmas pageant. And even before that, I'd always been singing, and it just came so natural to me. And from there, and the influence of my family and my friends, especially my family that are so talented, my uncles, my cousins, hearing them, surrounded by them and their music and their singing really, you know, influenced me and really just got me excited to do what I know that it was in my heart. And I was singing and I learned the national anthem at a very young age. I started performing at different talent shows. And up until I was about 15 years old is when I really kind of took off a little bit more in this industry. And I went to a talent search here in South Texas. And I was cast with a agency called Dallas Model Group. And I really focused on my acting and my singing with them. And from there, we went to New York, and I competed at a big convention up there, and I got some more casting calls and different agencies that wanted me, but I wasn't ready at the time for that yet. I wanted to come back and really see what I had to do and offer with school and whatnot. I was a lot younger, and so I also did some things with Radio Disney Superstars through that, but in Dallas, here in Texas during the summertime, and that was amazing. You know, we did a lot of charity work, singing for the schools, and then we would also open up for big acts that would come into town. And while I was there that summer, the big act was the Jonas Brothers. So opening up for them was super awesome. And really at that point in time, I was about 16 or 17 years old, and I really knew what I was going to be doing for the rest of my life because of that. And you know, that's where my passion truly is. And, you know, it's around the time where 17 years old, you got to think about what you're going to do for the rest of your life, college, you know, what career do you want? And that was it for me. You know, singing is my passion. And soon after that, I got a band together my senior year, and it's been nonstop playing with them ever since. Of course, my band members have evolved, and I'm so grateful for all the guys that play for me. And we're just having a great time, actually traveling right now on the road to one of our gigs, and have always had so many opportunities, especially opening up for big names. It's just amazing opportunities. And I'm just excited for more and more to come.
So tell me, what was it like, you know, I mean, here you are, 17 years old, you know, what was it like sharing the same stage with the Jonas Brothers? I mean, what you know, what was that emotion, you know?
It was just, man, excitement, you know, like you said, at the age of 17, they were at their peak of their career. I believe that they had that one little jingle for the show 3000 on the Disney Channel, I believe, and then they started to really get their songs out there on pop radio, and it was just crazy. And for me, to just the atmosphere around that, like, you know, the screaming girls, the fans, and it was just wow. It felt like a movie, a movie that I was in and playing a role or something, but it was actually real life. So it was pretty awesome. We didn't get to really meet them. They waved at us from the side because they're busy guys. They just came in on their limo right before they were about to perform and then take off right after they're done performing. So it was really cool just to say hi to them and be a part of that show with them and get exposed to such a crazy, crazy, exciting crowd. And it was awesome.
Cool. You have a new single out. It's called He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor. How about some history on that song?
Definitely. I wrote this song about 4 or 5 years ago. I started songwriting when I was a lot younger, but this is, you know, developing throughout the years, and this is what I feel like, you know, I really wanted to show everybody as who I am with this song and my style of music. And I really wanted it to be the influence from what I grew up on in the 90s, you know, 90s country. And I hope that shows that to everyone out there. And also kind of keeping it catchy and kind of keeping up with the times a little bit too. And He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor really came also from the influence of all the dance halls that I go to. I love to go dancing with my friends, and I love all over Texas, all the dance halls, and especially, of course, at home. And it's a story that I believe a lot of people can relate to. And, you know, just the same old story of a boy and a girl. Maybe you shouldn't, you know, be dating them, and you can't help yourself. You're just so attracted to the person, and man, but he only loves you on the dance floor. So a lot of people are getting a lot of good feedback on this, and I love it when people can relate to. Of course, that's the goal of a songwriter, of a singer-songwriter out there, and I'm just so excited about more and more people hearing it, especially everyone here on your show. It's going to be awesome.
Well, here it is. He Only Loves Me on the Dance Floor with Madeline Victoria on Power Rock Podcast. Welcome back. We are with Madeline Victoria. Madeline, that is really, truly just a beautiful song. you know, well done. It's a well-arranged song. You know, you could tell it comes from the heart.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Let me ask you this. You know, you've been in the business, you know, we'll say some time now. In the time that you have been in the business, have you noticed a positive or a negative change in the music industry?
All right. Good question. Yes. I've not really noticing until, let's see, what year was it? I was just talking about this, and it's not really necessarily, I wouldn't want to say, you know, negative. I would like to say there is definitely a change, and I know, you know, it's a lot different than my music, a lot different than what I grew up on. A lot of, you know, a lot of people, I'm sure, can relate to that as well. It's a lot more different. And, you know, a lot of people have always had a different influence, whether it was like, you know, the rock influence or blues in there, maybe a little bit of a soul with country. But, you know, now it's getting into the time where they put a little bit more pop, a little bit more rap, something like that in there. And it's a little different, but I feel like, you know, if there's room for them, there should be a lot of, you know, room for me too, and room for people like myself and music like myself. So I feel like if there's anything negative going on right now, it's just that there's not enough room for everybody as far as, you know, they're really pushing that sort of now genre of music of country than keeping it all equal for everyone. You know, I wish it could be like that for everybody, but sadly it's not. And, you know, maybe soon, hopefully we'll find a balance in that, in the, you know, top 40 country or the mainstream that you're hearing out there. So, but yeah, like that's pretty much, you know, my opinion on that.
What do you think about the, you know, the, I'm going to call it the old school country, you know, the Mickey Gilly kind of stuff. You know, I mean, Patsy Cline, you know, I mean, this is where country music really, you know, where it originated from. I mean, do you have any favorites from the, I'm going to call it the, you know, the Grand Old Opry era, if you will, you know, the hee-haw day kind of, you know, country?
Yes, definitely. And those are big influences for me right now. You know, I try to keep my music real close to my roots, and as far as music goes, and Patsy Cline is one of my favorites. Loretta Lynn, really great songwriter. I mean, I've also really loved Johnny Cash and all of his albums that I've all, you know, listened to them all the time. And I love Waylon. I love, you know, all of those people who really set the bar for all of us coming in, and like, you know, George Jones, you know, in his song, Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes? And I really hope, you know, I'm one of those that's gonna be filling their shoes really soon out there.
Right. You know, I want to share something with you real quick. When I was just a little, I was just a baby, my aunt dated Mickey Gilly for 3 years.
Oh.
And he would have been my uncle. Things would have worked out. But apparently I sat on Mickey Gilly's lap many times as a baby, but I don't remember.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what my family tells me. So I find it very interesting, but hey, whatever.
Yeah, that's neat though. That's pretty cool, actually.
You know what? Let's go back to another song. Now, we're actually going to play a few songs throughout this interview. Do you have a CD out, or are these just, you know, single releases, or is it on an EP, or?
Yes,
know?
I do. I have an EP on iTunes and on Amazon, any, you know, internet retail stores. And also I have a hard copy CD that I sell at all my shows. And my website is a little under construction right now, but if I'm working on that, where I can actually have people can order the hard copies off of my website. So I do sell them. It's an EP, a 5-song EP. And, but my single is The Only Welcome on the Dance Floor right now, where, you know, we're promoting.
Okay. Well, the next song I want to talk about is Hold On. How about a little history on that one?
I wrote this one when I was living up in Dallas. I remember, you know, I could picture myself right now sitting down in this little rundown apartment with my best friend, and, you know, really trying to get some one-on-one time with myself and with me personally, with God, and just talking with him and really songwriting. And I, you know, this one just came to me. You know, sometimes for me, it takes a while. You know, you got to really make yourself work hard. But this one just came, you know, within minutes, wrote it down and really thought about, you know, the future that I have with a future husband. He's somewhere out there, so this song is for him in the future, holding on to that love and kind of like a divine, you know, something of God and meant to be and all that. So I hope everyone out there likes it.
All right. Well, here it is. Hold On with Madeline Victoria on Power Rock Podcast. We'll be right back. We are back with Madeline. Madeline, again, what a beautiful song. I mean, really, you know, I've listened to all these tracks that we're going to play here on this show. And, you know, I don't want to sound repetitive, but they really are. They're just beautiful songs. You know, I'm a rocker at heart. You know, I don't know what it is with this new country genre, but it's really has drawn me in, and it's really cool. I really dig it, you know. That's why I changed
it.
And you know, it's very interesting. You know, when I started doing interviews, you know, Michael Stover is the one who came to me and you know, and he says, you know, why don't you broaden your horizons, you know, and check out different genres instead of just doing rock and roll. And I'm really glad I took that advice from him. I truly am, because I get to talk to wonderful people like yourself.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
Next question I got for you is this. How important do you feel it is to have relationships with your fans? You know, whether it's via a gig or, you know, Facebook, Twitter, whatever it may be. What's your feelings on that?
It's just, for me, it's key to success. I mean, you know, I write these songs and you know, I could just keep them to myself if I wanted, you know, but I don't want to do that. I want to share with everybody. I want people out there to use them somehow in their life. And, you know, just the other day on Facebook, a young man posted up how one of my songs is helping him through a breakup. And I'm just kind of like, whoa, that's crazy, because, you know, I have songs that help me through things like that. And now my music's doing the same. So it's pretty cool how that's what you want, and that's the goal. And then when it's actually happening, it's so surreal. And getting connected with fans like that is just everything. I mean, without any sellings of the songs or any support, I mean, you know, literally, I'm sure this is repetitive too from singers and songwriters, but I mean, that's where it's at. We need the support. We need the fans to, we need our fans and keep us going. You know, one of my biggest goals is to sell out shows, you know, nationwide one day, maybe even worldwide. And that's all because of the fans. And that's where I want to, you know, eventually be. And I just thank everyone so far, you know, for all the support, all my family and friends from back home. And the more and more people I meet, all the, you know, friends, I like to call them more like friends because, you know, you now with social media, it's so, you become so much closer. And I mean, I love it. So it's just awesome. And I thank everybody for all their support.
Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
I see myself definitely selling out those shows. Like I said, I see myself, you know, touring even worldwide. That's my goal. That's why I've never given up. You know, I've done this for so long and, you know, I'm never going to give up. So that's where I see myself. I also see myself, you know, with a few hits, you know, I that's another, you know, reason and kind of example and evidence that the people are liking my stuff. So selling out shows, number ones, I mean, the works.
Another song I want to talk about now is called Wild Ride. How about some history on that one?
Yes, definitely. I wrote this one when I was with my uncle, my mom, my dad, my brother. We were going out to his deer lease here in South Texas. So he was going to go check on some feeders and check to see if he got anything. And it was really late at night, and we were just all having a good time and going out there to in the deer lease. It was just a crazy wild ride. So my mom was like, "This is a wild ride." And when she said that, I said, "Mom, that's a song." So from there, that's where, you know, it came from. And really talking about in the song, just having a good time with friends and just having a wild ride time in life, you know? So I hope everyone likes it again.
All right. Well, here it is. Wild Ride with Madeline Victoria on Power Rock Podcast. right. Well, welcome back. We are with Madeline Victoria. Madeline, I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to close this show out. And it's this. As an artist, as a to your friends and to your fans throughout your journey of life, what legacy do you want to leave behind? How do you want people to remember you as?
Ooh, that's a great question. I feel like, you know, in this life as a singer-songwriter, you know, first and foremost, that's my where my passion is. Performer, entertainer, you know, musician, last out of all that. And then from there, you know, and who I am as a person, you know, when I'm out there and touring and you know, I feel like I'm representing myself, of course, and I'm representing who what I believe in, and that's God. And I want people to know that my success is because of Him. And because I put Him first, and He got me through everything, all the tough times, and anything that I went through was all for Him. And I want everybody to know that, you know, Amen. Once I'm there, and even now. So, you know, all glory to Him. And I just also want everybody to remember me for my music. You know, I want people to know, like, you know, those are the songs, and I, you know, nobody wants to be forgotten. And I just hope my songs can last a long time on this earth and help people get through that. And of course, to always remember those came from God. And thank you, and I appreciate that question. That was pretty deep, and it was great to think about that, and thank you.
It was a great answer. You know, I love the fact that, you know, you put God first as well as I do. You know, without Him, we would be nothing. God is good. Well, Madeline, again, I truly want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, you giving me this time, and I want to say to you that I truly, truly wish you the utmost success in all that you do, and that God gives you the desires of your heart, and that you hit that main stage and you become everything that you want to be. I believe it. It's going to happen. I truly do. And again, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. You almost made me cry. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. An interview with Madeline Victoria on Power Rock Podcast. I am your host, Jim Madonna. We are going to go ahead and close this out with one more song from Madeline. This one here is called Sand in a Bottle. Peace.